This memorial of St. Peter of Alcantara, he was truly a man who prepared for the coming of God in his life, at the end of his life, prepared for his judgment by a life of penance, which was what he was known for especially. He lived during the 16th century and entered the Franciscan order and embarked on a life of extreme penance, also a life of prayer and contemplation, and he was consulted for his wise counsel as well by the likes of St. Teresa of Avila, who he helped for a time. But he was known especially for his extreme penances. He was known to have worn a belt with spikes for 20 years. He scourged himself every day to blood for 40 years. And he slept only an hour and a half a day after, you know, first struggling with tiredness and sleepiness. He mortified himself so much that he was able to to get along with only an hour and a half asleep sleep at night, and yet he still did. He still went from mission to mission without. On many occasions, did missions without tiring. So we have this example of penance, and how his example is not so much to be copied as to be imitated in the importance of penance and mortifying ourselves and denying ourselves, which is an important part of the Christian life for many reasons. We do penance because we are sinners and we need to atone for our sins, especially if there's any mortal sins in our soul that we need to make amends for, so that we don't have to suffer through purgatory for the stains on our soul. And that's a way of showing our true sorrow for our Lord. If we not only go to confession and confess our sins, and we are, but to have that true deep sorrow where we try to make amends and try to repair for our sins. And so a certain amount of mortification and penance and fasting is certainly helpful in atoning for our sins. But we do penance also so that we don't fall into sin anymore, or we don't fall into sin at all, as our saints like Saint John the Baptist, who didn't commit any deliberate sin, and yet he was known for his immense penance in the desert, living on locusts and wild honey. You ask why he did that when he didn't have any sins to make amends for. He did it so that he didn't fall into sin, so he wouldn't fall into sin, but also to help others who are in living in a life of sin, to sacrifice for them, to help them, to help souls find salvation and find conversion, come back to Jesus through our penances for them. But we do penance also to help us in our prayer life, to pray more deeply, more strongly. Penance helps us as a supplement to our prayers, and it's a powerful supplement to our prayers. As we have the story of St. John Vianney, who was asked by a priest why his parish is not flourishing, even though he's doing all the traditional means of missions and prayers and novenas and preaching the truth, and he still wasn't affecting his parish, wasn't flourishing. And St. John Vianney said, "Oh, well, are you doing fasting? Are you scourging yourself? Are you sleeping on a hard bed? Are you doing more corporal penances like this? If not, that's why you're not, your parish is not flourishing." So we, combining penance to our prayers really gives wings to our prayers, gives power and strength and fruitfulness to our prayers. And so we need to, if we struggle with practicing mortification and penance, we need to pray for that grace. It's a gift from God to do penance, not necessarily severe penance, but penance nonetheless, mortification, some kinds of fasting. Saint Peter of Alcantara was asked how he was able to perform these extreme penances. And he said, little by little, I added more and more penance. So we can at least do that, do a little more and more throughout our life, to do more penance for our sins and for all those reasons, and be able to say, as he said to Saint Teresa of Avila after he died, and appeared to Saint Teresa and said, "O glorious penance that is merited for me such a wondrous glory." So let us ask for Saint Peter's prayers and intercession to help us to practice penance. Saint Teresa of Avila said that it was revealed to her that if we ask for anything in the name of Saint Peter, we will obtain it. So let us ask for this great gift of penance from Saint Peter of Alcantara. Praise be Jesus and Mary.